Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Klal Chaf Aleph, the halachas of Kriya Shema and the Brachos, and we're looking at Siman Dalet. Kriya Shema Tzarech Likras Beema Ubiyira Uberesis. Kriya Shema has to be read with respect, with awe, with fear, with trembling. The Lashon Shulchan Aruch actually has another word. It says it has to be read Beema Ubiyira Uberesis Ubizeya. Zeya is sweating. The person is so in such a state of consternation, of fear, that he's actually going to be trembling, he's going to be sweating because of it. Well, the question is, what exactly do these words mean in practice? Are requiring that the person has to actually be physically trembling at the time that he says Shema? So the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Samach Aleph, so he explains the words Beima B'Yira, Beresis B'Zeya, that Beima B'Yira means a person is taking this, that it's real. This is a real commitment, that there's an awe, and there's a, which we translate that into Kabbalas Omach HaShemayim, to the point that if necessary, I will give up my life to for what I'm committing to. So a person is making a commitment to something of such a level, it's because he takes this very seriously. When you're reading something which you're taking very seriously, you read it carefully, you take it to heart, but you also are contemplating the awesomeness of the responsibility that a person is undertaking. We look at a chuppah, and there's a tremendous amount of simcha in a chuppah. There's also a tremendous amount of yira in a chuppah. A person is undertaking something of tremendous significance. So we are a sameach when we undertake to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvahs which are written therein. But there's also tremendous awe of what we're undertaking right now. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that Beresis Vizeya, Chazal give a mashal that on the words Sherenach Mitzvah Hayom, so the Beresis Mitzvah, the Kriya Shema today. The pasuk says you should take the words that I'm commanding you today upon your heart. So Chazal say, what does that mean? The Rashi is commanding us today. These commandments were given a long time ago. And Chazal explained that we have to take it serious. We have to look at it as if this is a brand new statement. Just like when the king would make a new proclamation, and they would come and they'd put it up on the board in the middle of the town square. Everybody would come to read it with excitement. So similarly, we need to approach the words of Kriya Shema with that same level of excitement. But more than that, when the king makes a new decree, there's also an element of fear. What is he going to be asking me to do? And we have to read it very carefully to understand exactly what is expected of me. I'm going to read the punishments with care to understand how serious the king is about this point. So every single element of how I do this with tremendous care because it's a new proclamation. I need to get it right. I need to know exactly what it says. I need to know what level of responsibility it's conferring upon me. I need to know what the punishments are going to be. So similarly, we should read Kriya Shema the same way. So that's the resis, that a person approaches, a person never read Shema in his lifetime, and he says, I'm now going to be reading the as it were, the credo of Klal Yisrael, of what it means to be a Jew, and what level of commitment I'm going to be reading. And I approach it with that awareness. I'm going to be trembling as I'm reading the words. What is this that I'm committing to? What does it mean? How serious is this? So all that the Mishnah Berurah understands is included in the words uberesis, and we understand why Chazal added the word zeya. Obviously, a person, as they'd be reading that, there would be elements of sweating, even from fear, of what level of commitment and what level of responsibility. So the Chayyadim continues, but we'll leave that for the next shiur.